Go. Well, welcome back to another hearty episode of Danish and O'Neill.
The Danish and O'Neill Choir. Another great rendition of the Danish and O'Neill theme song. This is episode 36. I am the Danish.
And this is O'Neill, and this is going to be an extra chunky Danish and O'Neill.
Yep, so if you're into creamy, you may want to get out of here for a little bit.
I got to bring something up off the bat because people have been sending it to me. And
is it about F1 racing?
No.
Because Mary from Hermosa Beach really wants to know how you feel about F1 racing.
Not that into Formula One. I like lower level racing. Like, I like the SCCA runoffs. Well, I also like some of the lower, I like Formula Ford 2000, pro level and amateur ranks. I'm not that big into IndyCar and Formula One, but I do enjoy the amateur level. I find it more competitive. I find that the racers are more evenly matched as far as equipment goes.
Sorry, Mary. Come back another time.
All right. So people have been sending me this. I've been not watching it. And we just got to get it out of the way because it involves... It's similar to horse fucking, and we need to get an episode that we don't deal with horse fucking.
I was just sent a horse fucking video earlier today, and I watched it. It wasn't actual horse fucking.
Well, I've seen actual horse fucking now. So I looked it up. It's an old Vice video interview, like a video, whatever. No,
people kept
talking
to me about that. I'd never seen it.
Yeah, well, it takes place in Colombia, and evidently there's a village outside Cartagena where it is socially acceptable for anywhere from 12 to like 17 years of age to go out and fuck donkeys. Not only is it socially acceptable, but it is so common that people brag about how many donkeys they've actually fucked.
It's, it's like you're going through puberty. There's not a lot of ladies around here. Instead of committing sexual crimes, which I guess in some places doing that is a sexual crime.
But the women were laughing about it. They said, hey, these guys go out and fuck donkeys and they think it's hilarious. So there's this douchey...
Remember that song from the 90s? Let me ride that donkey, donkey.
It might have been the village outside Cartagena's anthem.
Maybe their national anthem.
So this douchey... First of all, it's a very douchey fucking Vice correspondent who's like, the chicks here are so fucking hot. They're all 10s. Even the ugly ones are 7s. Like, real condescending dickhead. Either way, he goes out and he goes to this village and he starts interviewing people. And these kids are like, just coming. There's no shame in this at all. And make matters worse, the guy that drove him out there in his fucking taxi cab that's like half moped, half tricycle. This guy has fucked over 100 donkeys.
We need to move down there to be donkey fuck shamers. taunt them.
I don't think you can. So this guy says, hey, I'll let you watch me fuck a donkey.
Okay.
Dude, they showed the video of this guy fucking. And even the Vice correspondent goes, I thought this would be funny, but it's not. I'm so disgusted.
It's not. Dude, this guy. It's funny on paper, but seeing it's not funny.
I watched this with my special lady friend.
What'd she think?
Dude, she goes, please don't show it. And then this guy's giving the thumbs up. Oh. Dude, he's ramming from... He's talking about the first time he saw it. He's like, I spread open that pink pussy. And dude, he's ramming this. And he's giving thumbs up. And then he's doing all these crazy moves. And at the end, he goes to wash his dick off in the creek.
Oh, my God.
It's insanity.
God.
It's insanity.
You ever heard of donkey daggering?
I don't know, but I call it donkey style now.
That's true.
The pounding is donkey style.
How much did your special lady friend watch?
Oh, she watched the whole thing. She's not one to shy away.
I think I have audio of that. Oh, me gusta. Me gusta. Puto de puto burro.
Ay, my mio.
Como te amas? Dude, they, Como sientes?
Hey, so they interviewed this old guy? So they interviewed this old guy. I get it.
Hey, I can't control the audio.
They interview this old guy, and he goes, look, a woman is better than a donkey, but you know the reason why? Because the donkey can't suck your dick. That was what he said.
That's a guy who's never had access to peanut butter.
Well, I think the donkey will bite your dick off.
So for those
don't paint it up like a carrot is the main thing that they say down there.
I saw that on a Bugs Bunny
don't
cartoon.
Paint your dick up like a carrot. Go to a village outside Cartagena.
So thank you, everybody, for sending those videos. We really appreciate it. The video I saw was called Maregasms on YouTube. And it was about this creepy motherfucker who was married
as opposed to the other ones that aren't creepy.
But this is this guy putting his face on the video saying that he loves to fuck horses.
He loves horses.
He had a fat wife, and they had agreed. They had kids. And they agreed that when they had kids, when they met, she was fucking animals too. It was a mutual thing. And they said, hey, we're having kids. Let's cut it off. He's like, I couldn't cut it off. So he keeps going, and she finds out about it.
Like, you could just cut this off. Hey, you know what? It was a good ride. I'm hopping off the zoophilia wagon, and I'm just going to live a regular life. You can't go back to regular world after you've been fucking. There's no, like, who's going to cut it off?
Did you shut all the studio windows, by the way? We don't need this. Did you shut that one?
Like, shut that one? That one? There are only three, right?
We don't need this leaking out into the public. But, so there's, I'll paint the picture. Three white men, of course.
There's never been a. I don't think there's ever been a black guy that has fucked a horse or an animal.
I don't think it's happened.
If anyone knows, if you know somebody, please let us know. We won't. If you want to email me,
I don't know. Are we counting foreign black guys? Because I would say in Africa somebody has.
I'm talking about U.S. black guys.
Yeah, the U.S. black guys. I would say no.
If anybody is a black guy that listens to the show that has sex with an animal, and you want to remain anonymous, I won't say your name. But if you
can be the black
just
animal.
Show me. I just want to see a picture of your hand to make sure that you're actually black, and then send me the story. If you could put like either a finger in the animal or whatever. Yeah, there's never black guys, and you know what?
No. It's not.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because they know better. Only white people are that fucking crazy.
So it's three white guys sitting at a fence, and there's like,
dude,
I'll say 25 to 30 horses grazing in this fenced-in area.
Jerking it?
No, they're just like, no. But one guy, I can't tell if, I'm assuming all three are into it, but only one guy is really, and the guy's just going, oh, this is so, what a... Oh, this is so beautiful. And then one comes up to him, like right to the fence, and he goes, oh, what a turn on for it to come up to me like this. And then he starts making kissing noises, which is insane. He's like a bearded guy with like a shitty overgrown like bowl cut. And he's like, just looks, I don't know, looks like a guy who probably
lives there to fuck horses.
He lives on a farm. And they start talking, and the guy goes, that's a PMH. Wait, what was it? PMHDNB. That what? Means perfect mare height. Don't need a bucket. And the other guys were like, I was like, this is fucking disgusting. It was four minutes. It wasn't that graphic, but I got through it. Thank you for whoever sent it to me.
Jesus Christ.
I think it was Carrie was the name. I don't know if it was a man or woman. Could be either.
That's fucking.
But thank you for sharing, Carrie.
And no more. We're done. We're finally putting.
I have one story, but it's going to be a while down the road.
Okay.
Maybe when the Bushman's on. I could see him reacting, not reacting.
First,
we have
to talk about my balls, and then we'll talk about horse fucking.
It's not horses.
Or whatever animal it is.
Marine life.
Jesus. Well, the Vice, they went to a psychologist who actually wrote a book on bestiality and zoophilia. Yeah. And then she had to watch this video of this guy fucking this donkey. And she's like, well, I think it's more bestiality. He doesn't actually love it, the animal. Zoophilia is like they fall in love. It's like an emotional connection. Bestiality so is just like, fucking. I like to fuck because that's maybe the only thing around. All right.
Quick quick shout outs. After that, it would be an honor to have your name read off after that update. Shout out to Ryan, the Heineken Hitman, I believe his name is on Twitter or somewhere. Wow. Works 12 hours a day in a warehouse and says we help him get through the day. I think he heard us on Ari, Skeptic Tank. He said he's been hooked since. He also wanted Nate Diaz to know that he rips 209 until he dies. I don't know if he's from there, but he...
Is that where he works?
I don't know.
All right. And Ryan, then, big shout out to you.
And then Spencer, congratulations. Just got done listening to all the Boner City episodes. Congratulations.
People really plow through those. That's 150 hours worth of shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Because each one of those episodes is like an hour and a half. Some are longer. Some are shorter.
It's a lot of shit.
But that's people plow through them. Congratulations. There should be something that you get at the end of it. I don't know what it would be, but...
I think a punch to the stomach.
I think your soul cleansed.
From Andrew DeWitt.
You get a soul cleaner.
We got to get DeWitt on here. We
ran into him recently.
We were at a party. We went, Friday night to Ari... Was it Friday night?
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir, This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central. If you want to check it out, feel free. We're not going to give it a major plug. It involves really nothing to do with us.
Watch it. Don't watch it. We don't care.
It's up to you. But we went to a party, and Andrew DeWitt was there. He's got big arms.
He was there.
His arms are bigger than ever.
Said somebody came up to him and told him how big his arms were.
We got to have him on. He told us a funny story. I don't want to ruin it, but it involved strep throat because I couldn't drink.
Don't ruin it. Yeah, we're trying to get him on, but he's playing hard to get.
He's got a tough schedule. He's got a child now. He's eating more ass than ever. It's only so many hours in the day.
He's rearing a child. He's taking all his time.
Definitely rearing, putting the rear.
He's doing so much child rearing. So what's on the docket?
I just had to restart my computer yet again.
You got some virus on there. You've been watching porno?
Not really. Horse.
That means yes.
Some horno.
Not really means yes.
I mean, here and there, no more. I know, but
maybe you're getting something on there.
I don't know. But I'm getting, you know, when Max get to a certain age, I get that message like, this is no longer support. You know, my support has been yanked out from underneath me.
You're telling me. I got an older one than you do. Yeah, I'm pushing like 8.5 years.
So that's what I'm dealing with.
It's a tough lifestyle.
Once the support system gets yanked out from underneath you.
Dude, that's why all this technology is such a crock of shit. Steve Jobs changed the world? Fuck you. You know what you did? You made my life more complicated. I have to have an iPhone now to do anything. I have to have a computer. It doesn't have to be a Mac, but any computer to do anything. Fuck you guys.
And why do you build them so the support gets yanked out after a certain time? That doesn't need to happen.
It's a built-in detonation device to kill it so that you have to buy something.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded.
Now I'm screwed.
Yeah.
So first order of business, there's a Chomo update from Jared from Subway.
Oh, this is a good one.
He apparently got his ass whipped in prison.
By a 60-year-old man.
Somebody was saying at that party that guy was like a reality show producer or something. The guy who beat him. But
yeah. Like he was in minimum security prison.
A white supremacist reality show producer? I don't know.
Who knows if he was... He may have just joined for the security.
So apparently...
He may have just joined for the benefits.
The guy was a 60-year-old man who whipped Jared, I guess because he's upset that so many chomos, child molesters, are being put on his minimal security block. And so he took matters into his own hand. Jared out in the yard. And I bet he tussled his hair up a bit, maybe broke his glasses.
He busted his nose.
Good.
And Jared had he also had an injury on his fist. Like he was, I don't know what he was, probably blocking a kick to the face.
I think he was teaching the kitchen staff some sandwich artist moves and injured his fist.
I applaud this man's vigilante child molester stance that he's taking. Going out there kicking the shit out.
Anyone in prison realizes that if you do anything to this guy, you're going to, I won't say no matter what you did, but whatever you did, you'll be looked upon favorably by most of the world if you beat this guy's ass.
Yeah, and now he's big. He's put on some pounds.
He's bulking up.
Weight. He's bulking up not the right way.
Hey, Jared, maybe you should have just taken the fucking multi-millions of dollars you made for having absolutely zero talent. You had the fucking luckiest thing happen to you, and you blew it, Jared. You fucking blew it. You deserve every whipping you get in there.
He deserves more whippings, and I hope there's more whippings to come.
I hope some white-collar jiu-jitsu guy ends up in there, and he submits you every fucking day.
What if Jared comes out? He's got swastikas tattooed all over his body, and he's just shredded and jacked.
I hope he gets it even beat. As a Jewish man, I hope he gets beat even more.
Dude,
white
supremacists won't take that guy. Is he Jewish?
I'm saying I'm Jewish.
Oh, but is Jared Jewish?
I don't know. He could be, but I don't know.
He looks like he could
I
be
hope
Jewish.
He's not. If he is, I hope he does turn against and joins the supremacists.
He's already besmirched Indiana's good name.
And the white man's good name.
And the white man.
Well, not the great name. Okay name, well, I guess.
Look, Jared, when you get out... Just go to Donkey.
What if he's a huge fan of Danish and O'Neill?
Well, episodes, I don't want him
anymore.
And
the episodes we talk about him are very hard for him to deal with.
Good. I hope they are.
Speaking of pieces of shit, this story, we both saw it, and it really rubbed us the wrong fucking way.
Yeah. It rubbed a shaft of our dick raw.
A guy named Johnny Dargan. He was once Conor McGregor's Taekwondo coach, which seems obsolete
shit.
In this day and age, but hey.
Well, you saw him doing those hellacious wheel kicks.
Which lost him the fight against Nate
Diaz. Which I don't know if we used to call them heel kicks.
It gassed him. He's begging for forgiveness after he allegedly, I don't know why it says allegedly.
I mean, from nowadays, you always have to say allegedly. He did. He killed
allegedly
the guy.
Allegedly killing another man during an altercation in Ireland earlier this month. According to the report in the Irish Independent, the old double I, Dargan hit 57-year-old. This is the most Irish name of all time. Paddy Mullaly.
Yeah.
When Mullaly attempted to intervene in an argument between Dargan and his girlfriend on March 5th. After receiving the alleged blow, Mullaly fell to the ground, struck his head. He died from the injuries the next day.
Mullaly, 57, was leaving a fucking retirement party, stopped at a bar to get a drink. When he came out... These fuckers were leaving an Adele concert. This guy intervenes. This motherfucking piece of shit hits him. What a fucking cunt. Fuck you and your fucking plea for, oh, please spare me. No, you deserve to go to prison, you
cunt.
Was
it Mullaly's own retirement? I think it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. He was retiring from whatever.
It was his own retirement party.
The guy's a family. Guy's a fucking family.
So this piece of shit.
This Mullaly's just trying to do the right thing.
Just trying to break up a fight between some scumbag and his girlfriend. The scumbag says, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I'm devastated.
Oh, you're
heartbroken.
You're sorry that you punched a guy in the fucking head?
He's devastated and heartbroken for that man and his family. All I can say is I'm crushed. Yeah, you know who's crushed? The fucking family members of this guy. He said, if I could take back everything that happened that night, I would. But all I can do is beg his family for the forgiveness. No. It was a genuine mistake. You punched him.
You punched him, and you wanted to hurt him. And you know what you ended up doing? Killing him. You piece of shit. You deserve whatever you get. I don't give a fuck for your pleas. Of course, everybody would go back and change it. It doesn't matter. You're still that fucking asshole that did it.
A lot of people aren't talking about this, but there's been a lot of murdering after Adele concerts. I don't know what it is about that music.
Guy also, 57. This guy busts his ass probably for the past fucking 30-some years, 40 years. He's like, finally, I've got a pension coming in. I'm going to go enjoy my fucking life. And then this motherfucker ends it.
I guess Dargan and his lady started fighting when he said he was okay to drive.
Driving fucking drunk.
Which
That's
attracted
classy.
The attention of several passerbyers. Dargan reportedly cursed at one man and freed himself from another who attempted to drag him away before he hit the guy Mullaly and killed him. Mullaly was his retirement party. This guy is a doorman at a nightclub, and he teaches Taekwondo to children, which I hope he ends up in fucking prison. Had little recollection of the incident, he claims. He says he had no prior criminal record. He was in a bad mood because it was Mother's Day.
Oh, because it's Mother's Day?
It was Mother's Day the following day, and he was asked about his mother, who was shot and killed 2 years ago in Dublin.
Jesus. Well, then you know the pain of losing a loved one, you motherfucker. And you know...
And it's not Mullaly's fault. Hey, sorry to hear it about your mother, but you can't get blackout drunk and kill a man using your Taekwondo for evil.
Yeah.
And so Dargan went to work the following day. He he claims he doesn't remember any of it.
Wait,
he
went to work the following day after killing the guy.
He didn't report it.
Oh, my God.
And police found him and questioned him after the shift.
So he was so blackout drunk he was going to get in his fucking car?
Yeah.
What a cunt.
And so he reportedly broke down upon learning of the guy's death and confirmed that he was likely the man they were thinking. So you did remember it. He said, I'm likely the guy you're after. You remembered hitting a guy.
What is it? This guy's a sociopath.
So this guy, fuck you. Just more reason for Nate Diaz, who's rumored to have a rematch with Conor McGregor.
It doesn't have anything to do with Conor McGregor.
It was his former trainer.
Yeah, he fired him probably because the guy was a piece of shit.
Drunk.
Yeah. This fucking, what a scumbag.
Oh, I think my computer might be fucking up again.
Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to have to go a cappella then. No computer to rely on.
I mean, what is happening?
Dude, you got something on this thing. You might have given it strep.
Oh, well, it's weird. That page won't shut down, but the old Word document to keep my notes.
See?
She's good to go.
I think it's your internet is fucking up because you don't have a operating system that supports it any longer.
That's the problem.
You have to like go in and click something and be like, I don't give a fuck that I don't have secure connections anymore and all this stuff.
So it's been a while since we've done one of these, and I think it's time to get back on the horse, personally.
Jesus Christ.
No pun intended, but it's time to go over Dating Profile All-Stars.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
So here's one. I have a bunch ready to go right in front of me, but this one, the first part is particularly extravagant.
Okay.
It's this person's self summary, and I'll paint you a picture of the woman's what she looks like. I remember it. Some of these I don't, but this one I do. She good looking face, but completely shaved head, like with a razor. Which I'm not a big. If you're into that look, I'm not.
Does it look good though, or does it look like it's not?
Looks like kind of like she's sick.
By choice.
Yeah.
Is it tanned?
At all? Not really. It wasn't.
What was
a good
her
look.
Decision for it?
It didn't say.
But it wasn't cancer.
No. She's in an open rate because then it was like, because like she had different stages of hair. Like, you know, like it's growing back. You know, it wasn't like sick looking hair. It was like I shaved my head.
Okay.
She's in an open relationship. So if you're looking to bone her.
That's good. I love people in an open relationship.
So here's her summary of herself. It's long, okay. But bear with it.
By the way, open relationships never work.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Crash. This should be the title of this episode. Crash and Burn.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
What is happening?
You have to shut it down?
Yeah.
So, dude, I don't understand. So you're on there, and you have a fucking boyfriend, too, at home.
Or girlfriend. I don't know.
Whatever.
What she's into, yeah.
But how much time do people have in their lives
Some
for
people
this?
Put up, there's a way to put the profile, like a link, like, hey, this is who I'm in an open relationship with. And if you want to click to see what they're into on the dude
But does
side.
She want to, is she looking for someone to actually date or is this just a fast fuck?
I don't
how
know.
How do you have time to actually have a relationship and then have something on the side? Like, that's fine if you're like 21, 22. But you actually have to have a job and you're working towards something. Who has the fucking time for that?
Yeah, I don't, it seems like a lot to juggle. How often do you see the primary person?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a scam to me.
Well, we'll see what she's into in
also,
a second when
with
I get
all
up
the,
and running.
So you're going up on, you're going out and you're fucking all these other people. I would not be cool with that because I like to fuck no condom. I like to have a good time. Like, and I don't want you bringing other shit into the fucking bedroom. And whoever tolerates that, it's a little crazy to me.
But once you hear her summary, you're going to see why you would put aside some of these rules. This is a special lady.
All right. Well, if we can get her up and
We're
running.
We're up and running. Good news is I can get up and running quickly.
I would shut off my internet if you can. Maybe that's doing it.
So it says true story. And then semicolon.
It's always a good start.
I was a waitress who was late for work. I'd already been late twice before and had been written up for it. This was not the day to be late. I frantically gathered my apron, notepad, and a handful of pens, which is a good detail to know that she needs a handful of pens.
Okay. Where would is she you do doing that much right? Why don't you just get one good new pen?
Well, the shoes I wore on the job were clunky things with complicated laces, so I grabbed my socks and carried the shoes.
Wait, is this the story? Is this the beginning of a novel?
Yeah.
The fuck is this?
I was barefoot and panicked. I was determined to make it on time. Thankfully, I'd remembered to bring my coffee. I lived about 20 minutes away from the restaurant and was leaving in the middle of the morning rush. I hadn't even reached the freeway yet when I realized that there was trouble brewing in my bowels.
This is ladies opening.
Maybe.
this is her opening statement.
Yeah. To the judge.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe it was the coffee. Or maybe it was the anxiety. But the pain started to creep in. I reached the freeway traffic. Progress was slow. Cramping became more intense. Started to sweat and have cold chills. The urgency of my need to shit was the only thing I could feel, think, or breathe. She misspelled breathe, but for the sake of the story, I'll pronounce it correctly.
Oh, my God.
I raged heavily at the drivers ahead of me. I cursed them and felt all my resentments for humanity boiling to the surface. You can relate to that.
Yeah.
Can you not?
Yeah, I can.
I angrily marveled at their stupidity. Why can't they exit efficiently? Don't drive in the exit lane if you're not exiting. Why are you stopping? Meanwhile, my stomach was in peril. I was desperate. No time to stop. Must make it. Must hold it. I must.
She's a rather...
It's beautiful style.
She's a regular Bukowski over here.
Yeah, Bukowski. I pulled into the parking lot with 3 minutes to spare. I ran barefoot on the pavement, my apron strings trailing behind me.
Why would
me.
You put
Very
your
poetic.
Shoes on? Why don't you put your fucking
shoes on? They were
on.
Clunky and hard to tie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Then get you more comfortable shoes.
Some Velcro, maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe some... this is like, this may okay. be a commercial for Crocs. Dragging through the oil spills and rubbish of the garage, I burst through the doors, ran past the kitchen, through the dining room, past the patrons eating their iceberg lettuce with ranch, very detailed, and spilled over myself into the bathroom. I had expected an oasis to await me. My trouble should have been over. I felt I was owed a release after such suffering, my valiant show of intestinal stamina, but I found that both stalls were occupied. I leaned against the wall and wiped the sweat from my brow with the sandpaper napkins from the dispenser, and I accepted my fate.
So I give her credit. Very well written.
Maybe an audition for story writer.
I think she's trying to get like a publishing deal out of this. This is not... I get it. Yeah, decent writer. I don't need to... But why is it wrapped around a shit story?
The two women holding the stalls hostage were chatting lively about tennis while they peed their dainty pee.
Okay, these are... These details are embellished details.
And gossiped about their instructor's
You're
tans.
About to shit your pants. You don't know anything about their fucking tennis combo.
And gossiped about their instructor's tan glorious calves. How do you gossip about that? I think they just discussed it. Anyway, next line is a doozy. I was shitting myself. I could do nothing more than let it slowly dribble. As I squeeze my butt cheeks together.
This is like a DeWitt story.
As hard as I could manage.
Jesus Christ.
I was reminded in that moment how uncertain life
could
be.
This is her opening stanza.
Statement to the world.
This is her fucking...
It's like, if you can take this, you can date me.
Ugh.
Finally, the door to the stall opened, and before the woman had fully exited... I had forcefully wedged past her. I pushed her out of the way with one hand while unfastening my pants with the other. Oh, what sweet satisfaction it was. Felt like a rebirth.
But she already shit her pants.
I guess there was more.
Who's this, John Little?
An out-of-body experience. I could finally let go of the pain I'd carried for the longest 20 minutes of my life. I let out a satisfied moan as my stomach heaved the mess from me.
Actually, you know what? Honestly, she is kind of winning me over.
The women had stopped talking. They quietly washed their hands as I audibly desecrated the room with furious blasts from deep within my bowels.
Oh, man.
When all was said and done, I went to find my manager. I told him, Robbie, I'm sorry, but I can't work today. I've shit myself. He looked at me in puzzlement and said, you're not on the schedule today. Hey-o! I think that's true, though.
A long way to go for one joke.
I tell you this now because it perfectly sums up who I am as a person. I'm the kind of gal who drives across town.
Wait, hold on. Before you wait a second.
It's who she is.
I know, but how does that story sum up who she is? She's a dumbass who didn't know she was on a schedule and then shit her pants on the way there?
Exactly.
It says nothing about you. It says nothing. Mm-hmm. Other than you're chronically late. And then it gives you anxiety, and it causes you to...
I think she's blaming the coffee.
Dude, coffee's not going to give you diarrhea, explosive diarrhea.
Well, She says, I tell you this now because it perfectly sums up who I am as a person. I'm the kind of gal who drives across town in rush hour traffic for no other purpose than to shit herself in front of an audience of soccer moms. So would you date this lady so far?
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I'm gonna think
about Why are you going to pass?
I'm going to pass. I think she's a good writer. I do.
Would you hire her as a writer?
Yeah, she's funny. She's a good story. Good attention to detail.
I don't even have the internet running right now, and I have to shut this down. What is happening?
I don't know, man. You use it too much.
Jesus. Steve Jobs.
I don't know. That's who's hitting her up?
I don't know. I definitely would not.
Somebody, there's some sick fuck who's like, oh yeah, I love you to hear my shit stories. I guarantee
that's somebody who dates somebody who farts right off the bat.
Yeah, and she's also
she's farting right off the bat.
She's taking huge dumps like with the door open.
Ugh.
Second date. That also the clientele you're attracting with that opening is you are getting so many guys talk about, oh, I shit my pants once too. Let me tell you about it.
Instead of dick shots, you may be getting guys sending you like skid marked undie shots.
Yeah, you're talking about guys who are filling up their underwear until their balls are drenched in shit, just filth.
I don't think we have to ask the question of a certain person we know. Would they eat that ass? Yeah. I think the answer is a resounding yes.
I don't think there's an ass that person wouldn't eat.
Probably not a dude's.
You know what? I think he wished he grew up in that village outside Cartagena.
So back to the story. What I'm doing with my life. I work with kiddos on the autism spectrum. I love my work. My work loves me. It's great.
She might be on the autism spectrum.
I'm a feminist, big time, huge. What she's really good at, being pretty.
Okay.
Vaping. Which is hard to do.
Vaping. Being pretty. You're actually kind of hard.
She's a vapist.
It's, I would say being pretty might be a struggle with that shit story.
She's braiding hair. Banana Foster's.
Hey, you want cornrows.
That's true. Banana Foster's French toast.
Oh, she got me on that. I love Bananas Foster and I love French toast.
You guys can shit together after it. Meatloaf. I don't know. Packing officially.
I love meatloaf too.
Jesus, dude.
I also need someone that does, because I'm a very efficient packer, and I need someone that also is an efficient packer when we travel together.
Well, wordplay.
I don't like wordplay. I'm not a
fan. And selfies.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. I like turtles. That's it.
Like Ninja Turtles?
It just says turtles. Lowercase t. Six things I could never do without. Caffeine. My vape.
See, what is her obsession with the vaping?
A lot of vaping.
She's good at it. She can't live without it.
Nope. The internet. Toilet paper. Birth control.
Toilet paper, clearly.
Yeah. Birth control and solitude.
Oh, this lady loves the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard.
Well, you're getting more into it, dude. Can you overlook the shitting?
No.
Okay, well.
Also, I can't overlook the obsession with the internet.
What about the birth control?
I don't like birth. It depends.
What about the vaping?
Here's what I have to ask a question of. Some women, the birth control makes them hornier. Other women, which is definitely more common, makes them less horny.
So you want the ones that make
them
hornier.
I want hornier. The one. I've seen both breeds.
What to do to donkeys?
It makes their pussies feel like velvet.
What she spends a lot of time thinking about, the meaning of words. Oftentimes I hear a word that's over my head. I like to wonder about it. I know I could Google the shit, but I like the not knowing.
Okay, well, see, I'm against that because whenever I hear something, I look it up on my dictionary app.
Well, she doesn't like that. Pains me when someone uses a perplexing word in a self-explanatory way and I miss out on the wonderment. I'm puzzled by men on this site who post photos of their vehicles. Feel like the equivalent of that.
You're going to go judge people on their fucking car photos? Why don't you just put a picture of the shitty underwear that you produced on your way to work? Don't you judge people on their... After that?
Hey, man, she's getting judgmental.
That's what I get. She gives a... That's what I give her.
She's feeling entitled. She says, I feel like the equivalent of that look what I own complex is if I posted pictures of my diamond jewelry. Ooh, but she's saying she does have it. She's not going to flaunt it. How many people are actually living life to the fullest? It's on almost every profile, but I don't believe it. The fullest, really? You go to work every day and then come home. You're not fooling anyone. She's getting a little aggressive in this paragraph.
What the fuck is she talking about? I guess she's questioning. Yeah, well, who cares? Maybe they are.
Maybe they, I don't know. Maybe 30% of them are. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a cliche, living life to the fullest.
Here's another. She's got problems with the pictures. Why are there so many profiles of pictures of landscapes and not faces? Do they really expect women to trust a faceless man? And then why isn't there a transgester?
Transgesters? Was that the man who converted to a woman and then entertained the king?
Yeah, maybe.
Transgesters?
Yeah. It's a new show on TV. Transgesters.
Maybe he was a musician that transitioned to gestering.
Transgesters, entertain the king.
Watch out for the jester cons.
It says, why isn't there a transgester? Jesus.
Transgesters are on the mind. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't mind fucking a transgester.
It would be a good laugh. Why isn't there a transgender?
Have you seen the horns on those transgesters? You see how they honk them?
It'd be a good joke. Like they're a really hot chick and they pull up a dick and everyone laughs.
I think it's instead of an Adam's apple, it's a big old horn.
It says, why isn't there a transgender pop band called Girls to Men? That should exist, right? Hi-yo, good joke. On a typical...
I wasn't that into that joke.
On a typical Friday night, I am having an abortion. That's it. No other statement.
Who is this, Ari? Ari?
Ari should date his head. He should date this woman.
Oh, he has... horrible shit stories. He loves the internet.
Loves abortion, Joe.
He loves abortions.
This may be...
holy shit, might be Ari Shaffir.
You should message this lady. This is long. I kindly request that you take into consideration my humanity. Yes, it's safe to assume that I'm sex positive. I don't experience shame in my sexuality, but that does not mean that I'm welcoming of a sexually explicit message from a stranger.
Okay, don't worry, you're not going to get them. You're going to get...
oh, she'll get them.
No, you're going to get shit stories. Or you're going to get some guy who's like, I would love to smell your shit or something
but
crazy.
She will get sex.
Well, I'm sure everybody.
My healthy attitude towards sexuality is not an invitation for you to sexualize me. I know that a sentence with all those sex words is confusing. It makes you think I might want you to talk to me about sex, but really, read it again. I will not be moved by your promise to make me squirt.
Dude, you guys are ended up being like, I'll make you squirt. What a scumbag piece of shit. Who goes, hey, I'm going to make you squirt. Like, she gives a shit. One, two, like, what are you talking about? This guy's go-to move? This must have worked on somebody. Otherwise, why would you keep using it?
I'm assuming that more than one person has done it.
Yeah.
For her to write that.
I could see.
So you saying that I shouldn't?
I'm saying, if it works, keep using it. There's guys out there whose moves are, I'm going to make you squirt. And somebody has taken the hook on that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, come over. Did you make me squirt?
Like, there's got to be a line before that, right? Like, what's like, hey, how's it going? Like, just so you know.
No, I think it's like, I saw your profile. I think I can make you squirt.
Shit? Is it like, I can make you great coffee?
Also, who cares? What does this chick care? What does any girl care if a guy's like, I can make you squirt? If she can't make herself squirt?
It's become a weird thing where I've ran into guys and women who are like, it's a weird quest where like, I want to learn, like either have, like
it's too much, it's the porn.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to Loveline, Dr. Drew says there is no such thing. It's just chicks who drink a ton of water and then piss across the room. He says it's not.
So she's...
Also, I love a guy that thinks that he knows a woman's body better than a woman does. If a woman can't make herself squirt, you don't have a chance in hell of doing it, okay? You don't know some special button that she doesn't know. She's had more experience in that vagina, and they're all very different. They're like fingerprints.
My opening line is my favorite soda is squirt, but I think a lot of people just see that word and they immediately rule me out.
My opening used to be, I can't wait to make your pussy squirt, and I also love the drink squirt.
Well, that's clever wordplay. This lady would enjoy it. Sorry, my phone's not on silent. That's what up, yeah. Pete. Texting. What up, Pete? So she says it's no woman's fantasy to involuntarily pee herself.
No.
I don't know why men consider this a skill. Get it together. We agree with her on that.
Wow. So much.
I have a partner.
There's too much common ground that's coming up.
I have a partner, and my sex life is, in all caps, amazing.
Why does everyone say their sex life is amazing?
Well,
how do we know it's amazing? I find it hard to believe that it's amazing.
She says it's amazing. I don't need your sex offers. I won't do power and balance relationships of any kind. Don't approach me with sub-dom requests.
Dude, I think that I find that now that internet dating has become the way of Twitter just trolling. It's just like, how many people have hit her up being like, I want to dominate you. I want to make you squirt. Like, it, to the point where she's become bitter and jaded.
I guess enough that she thinks it warrants this.
Craziness.
Yes, I have body hair. One of her pics, she has real hairy pits. She's got a good body. She's in a bikini. Oof. You probably do.
Can
too.
Can you bring it up? You should just screenshot.
That's probably
them.
What breaks my computer.
She has hairy armpits?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes, I have body hair. You probably do too. It's not noteworthy. Don't mention it. I'm immensely bored of having that conversation.
Yeah, well, it's... well, okay. It's not that socially acceptable, but... Hey, I mean, yeah, guys are hairy. Yeah, we get it. But, like, that's kind of part of the attraction.
She's a feminist. She wants that hair.
Stop with the hairy armpits.
She's got a hairy grundle.
Oh, yeah.
Hairy breasts.
Do you know how much shit got stuck in that hairy asshole? That is disgusting.
Hairy, probably happy trail. Hairy legs.
Oh, God. Does she have dark hair?
Like blondish brown, I think, if I recall.
I mean, that's not as bad, but like a really dark hair.
Here's for your special lady friend. If you're a woman looking for friends, please message me. I'd love to have more like-minded ladies in my life. So,
okay.
I don't know if you're in for that or not.
We'll give out her email.
P.S. I won't reply if you open with hello, beautiful, or hi, gorgeous. My beauty is not something I value.
She just said she's good at being pretty.
Well,
she evidently does pride herself in it.
It's not an accomplishment to meet typical beauty standards. It's a biological accident.
Oh, my God. How about you should just put on this profile, nobody message me because I'm not looking for anything.
Or just write,
I just want,
don't message me, I'll message you.
I'm just too lazy to start my own blog, so I'm going to put all my fucking insane rantings on here. And then here's a shit story to follow it up with.
She says, you leading with a comment on my looks tells me a lot about you.
Oh, God.
Never in my life have I swooned because someone said, hello, beautiful. Just don't message me about my appearance or tell me what you want to do to my body.
What is wrong with these women, Judge? The first line that you write in a fucking email, maybe some guy's just like, hey, gorgeous, how's it going? Let's get to know each other.
What if you're foreign and you're like, hello, beautiful.
Like Boris. What if you're an old man?
Hey, beautiful.
You know, hello, okay. What's your name? Beautiful, okay, you like. See, your grandfather would open with that, and maybe they'd be a perfect combo.
Yeah, she says, I'll just assume that if you message me, you're probably attractive. We don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to bring it up. It doesn't.
She says, if you're in an open relationship.
This lady is the worst catch of all time.
She's
this
terrible.
Is the catch you throw back.
Oh, it's awful.
This is like, you can't believe you wasted your bait on
it. It's hairy.
Oh,
it's shit covered.
Oh, it's condescending.
It's angry.
Oh,
it's got a shaved head, but hair on. That's how I knew it wasn't cancer. There's a pit hair aplenty.
God. It's a militant feminist.
Oh, it's.
Fuck.
If you broke up with this lady and she wasn't ready to be done, she would, like, stab you. This lady's nuts.
She'd be like, oh, you want me to squirt? I'll squirt until they drown you in it.
You're like, no. I bet she goes against all this, too. And if you're like, I'm not into vaping, she would go crazy.
We need to bring Bushman in to hear some of the squirting
talk.
Oh,
I love it.
Wait, what?
Oh, I like to vape? Yeah.
Women squirt?
So she says, if you're in an open relationship, please approach me as if I'm a real human being and not just a potential third in a threesome.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. You're like, I already have somebody. I'm just looking to fuck.
I'm more than happy to date a man who's committed to a partner. I'm just not interested in a threesome or a triad. I can never.
Whoa.
This could be the most offensive line of this profile. And I apologize to any fans we may have who may be offended. I could never date someone named Ralph. That name sucks. How dare you?
Wow.
Ralph Macchio? You wouldn't date the Karate Kid? You wouldn't date Ralph Lauren?
You wouldn't date Ralph Furley?
Ralph Cramden? Come on. Is that his name?
Ralph Cramden?
Yeah. There's other great Ralphs out there. I can't think of it. Ralph, the owner of the Ralphs.
Wait, you said Ralphie from A Christmas Story already?
Ralphie May. I didn't say him. Ralphie May? Ralph from Happy Days? Ralph Mouth?
Ralph the supermarket Ralph?
I was just going to say that before.
I don't know. Wait, what the fuck are you get off with a fucking name? That person didn't ask to be named Ralph. Fuck you. No, I'm turned. You know what? Fuck you. Ralph? You have some prejudice? Are you just because it's a name? That goes against everything you just fucking said.
What if it's a family name?
This lady's a hypocrite.
It's a family of Ralphs that you just offended. That name sucks.
Ralph Nader?
You wouldn't date the Nade?
Date the Nade.
You wouldn't vape with the Nade?
Oh, man.
And her last sin is, if you think being gay is a sin, I hate you.
I think being her is a sin. I hate her.
So what would you give that on a grade?
Like 1 to 10 or A to B?
I'd say A through F.
That was an F.
That was an F?
Yeah, because at the end, she goes on this fucking, she's on her high horse preaching about all her fucking beliefs and then randomly just picks a name that she doesn't like and says, fuck you, just because you have a name that you weren't even there when they fucking decided what it was going to be.
I hope her soulmate's name is Ralph and she looks over him just, but she's in an open relationship anyway, so who are you? Why is she so picky?
Dude.
Like, she already has someone she claims.
Was condescending, and it was ridiculous.
Everyone she claims she's already fucking amazingly well. So what is she even? Why write such a detailed thing?
Your sex life is so amazing.
If everything's going so great,
it's not amazing enough.
If you're vaping and toilet paper or whatever,
she's a hypocrite. She's like, don't judge my armpits, but fuck you if your name's Ralph.
And if you have pictures of a car, which I don't, but I mean somebody could.
You should just put a picture of your car, the Toyota Corolla, up there.
How dare you let the people know what I drive? I don't want people to know how rich I am.
There's only like 14 million of them.
Congratulations to Barbara. She just got a Toyota Corolla herself. I set her up with the dealer I know. Nice ride, Barb.
I like when Barb hits the railroad tracks and those titties are just bouncing.
Oh, they're always a jiggling. You want a pothole ride when Barb's driving you.
You want to ride with some juicy jigglers.
Barb started a shared lift company, shared ride company called Boobers. She's just jiggling, but she drives topless. It's time. Since I'm having internet problems and this page is still working out for me, we're going to stay on this page because if some of the other ones have to go to the Ethernet, it's time for the Guy Fieri game. Once again.
We have 10 minutes left.
Oh, we really spent a long time.
We're about 13 minutes left.
Guy Fieri game. Are you ready?
I'm ready. If everyone's playing at home, feel free.
Start now.
Get your Guy Fieri outfit on.
I want to say this before I start. This is from the Guy Fieri where he takes his son, who actually doesn't seem like a terrible human yet. He's on his way.
But he's at a crossroads.
Yeah.
If he goes left.
But he's following right in his dad's footsteps. He's going to the same college, wants to be in the same business.
I know, but he still has time.
He has dueling diamond stud earrings, bad
but
sign.
But I have a feeling that once he gets to college, he's going to hear so much fucking anti-Guy Fieri rhetoric that he's going to maybe turn against him. You don't think Guy...
He got a matching tattoo with Guy in Europe. He's on a bad path. I'm just saying he's dangerously close.
I think there is so much anti-Guy Fieri talk out there. When he gets on the campus, people will be like, who's your dad? Be like, that guy's a douche.
Dude, I think UNLV, he's celebrated because he's an alumnus.
By who?
I don't know.
By the fucking history department or something? I don't know.
The culinary department. That's where he was a star.
I don't know. Whatever his deal is, the students don't celebrate that dickhead.
Oh, of course not.
They're free thinkers. They're
definitely not the basketball team.
They're going to let his kid know that his old man's a douche.
Who would want to... Vegas is so hot. Imagine going to college there.
There's nothing there.
It's like fucking...
What are you going to do? Hang out on the fucking strip?
It's a good way to get a gambling addiction, get into hookers. Like, it's a bad place to be in college, I think.
Dude, how do you fucking go party with the day?
It's hot as shit.
It doesn't seem like a place where you want to fuck.
One good thing though, about hot weather schools. I was in school in Florida.
Bikinis.
Well, less clothes and I'm not, this may sound like I'm being a dick, but I think it's true, is that everyone, not just ladies, but you stay in better shape when you have to wear less clothes.
Yeah. But winter is notorious.
Is drinking. Yeah. Drinking.
For the fucking.
Fuck. Yeah.
Winter, there's nothing else to do.
No.
You have to fuck.
Yeah.
That's why God created winter.
It is. Exactly why. When they say winter's coming on Game of Thrones, it's
C-U-M.
Exactly. So I'm going to say, with guy, when guy's with his son, acts way more normal than he does on Triple G. Yeah,
he's like, I gotta a way that he could go full Guy Fieri.
No. So it makes it hard for me to pull these quotes. He still does do shitty quotes, but not nearly.
Does he, what's his kid's name?
Hunter.
He's like, hey, Hunter, why don't you go over there? And then he's like, this is Guy-licious.
When he does do the one-on-one interviews, he gets a little more annoying. But in front of the son, he definitely dials the guy down. He turns into Guy Fieri instead of Guy Fieri. So this one, what country were they in? I think they were in Italy.
Okay.
And eventually at the end of the episode, his wife came with their, they have like a
wife. What's the wife look like? How's the wife
name's
doing?
Lori, blonde,
spiky hair.
Not spiky hair.
Bit of a gut.
Long hair.
Chain wallet.
Chain wallet.
Lime green Lamborghini.
She was wearing...
goatee.
Was wearing a bowling shirt with flames on it.
She's wearing electrical tape as a bracelet.
She's from Flavortown. That's where we met her.
She has a leather neckband.
She's tatted up. No, she seems like fairly soft-spoken. I think he's bright presence. She's kind of the dimmer.
He's the alpha.
Yeah. And then they have a kid. So then the other kid came, Hunter and Ryder. Ryder's like 6. Hunter's 18. Real mistake there. I don't know. Fieri broke the condom. Fieri broke that condom, I think.
Ugh.
So it opens up. Guy Fieri.
Ryder. I don't even know her.
Hi-yo. Old Ryder lawnmower. Guy Fieri, I got a bone to pick with an MMA fighter right off the bat of this episode.
Who was on there?
He's wearing a Lyoto Machida karate shirt. First, Machida's hanging out with Seagal. Now, Guy Fieri's fucking repping his gear.
I used to like
you
Machida.
Can't help who wears your gear, but you're putting off a certain vibe if you're attracted to this sort of riffraff.
You think he's boys with him? Because I like Machida.
He's boys with Seagal.
You know what? Here's the thing. You get... one mark for being friends with Seagal.
This is double bad.
You get another mark. You only got one more mark, and you're done. In my book.
Not that
it matters to him.
I'm glad he lost the belt when I see this sort of behavior. I have nothing against the guy personally, but when I see Seagal relationship and a Guy Fieri repping your gear.
Here's the thing. I think that it is a cultural misunderstanding. I don't think he realizes what he's gotten himself into.
He needs better PR people.
He needs better interpreters.
Exactly. So, all right, you ready for the game?
Yeah.
I think we have 3 or 4 different rounds.
Okay.
First round.
Hold on. Let everyone at home get situated.
All right, get your pencils and pads out.
So you'll want somebody to transcribe these questions first.
So there's 4 quotes, one of which is fake. You've played the game before. You know how it works. Number one.
I think this should be a drinking game. And if you're at work... You should have a drink.
Pour
there.
Some Baileys in your coffee. Don't
whatever
shit
it is,
your pants.
But it should be a drinking game.
Yeah.
All right.
Number one. So he's in a place that makes prosciutto.
Oh. Okay.
Guy Fieri says it's like making meat cotton candy. It just melts. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two. He's still in the prosciutto place. And he turns to the head prosciutto man. My man, you put the pro in prosciutto.
Okay, he said that.
Number three, he's in a cheese factory. The son's wearing a white lab coat because he had to do some sort of like cheese thing. Like the point of this was to educate the son. It was like, I'm giving you a tour of the world, the culinary education.
Okay.
And so he's in the white lab coat. What gem does Guy Fieri come up with? Or maybe I came up with it. Dr. Hunter, report to the cheese. The page. So then he's in this place that makes aged Parmigiano Reggiano, as these chefs like to say. And he's blown away, almost teary-eyed. And guy says,
what?
In my world of food, there's very little that I get blown away by anymore. being in Parma and getting to see Parmigiano Reggiano made. All my life I've talked about it. All my life I've eaten it. And then just stares off into the distance.
So which one of those is fake?
You got your job.
I'm saying, I'm just saying. Okay, so I have two that I think.
It's the, you want to go through them or
no,
you
know? No, I know.
Okay.
The second one, I'm not saying this is it, but these are the two that I've narrowed it down to. I think the cotton candy or the pro is fake.
Okay.
And
are you going 50-50? Do you want me to tell you if you're right or wrong?
Yeah, just tell me if I'm right or wrong.
You're on the right path.
Yeah, I know. So I know why. Something's really... It's good because I'm leading 50-50 towards either of them. But I'm going against my original instinct on this, and I'm going to say the pro and prosciutto.
You are correct.
Yes. Okay. It just sounds like you.
That is though a Guy Fieri.
That is. Yeah. It was, but then I was like, that's also the pro prosciutto. That's you.
Oh, come on. Don't freeze on me, Wonder Wheel.
That was a good one. That was a good round.
It was a
good
round.
If you guessed the wrong one, ladies and gentlemen, take a drink.
How does Microsoft having a problem? This is unfair.
It says Microsoft is having a problem?
No, like I can't do anything.
It's that computer, dude. It's got the HIV.
Jesus,
it's got computer AIDS is what they call it.
I think looking at that lady's duty profile.
She made some duty got in the computer.
I think it did.
I've
also been, after I fuck horses, I've been going right back to this computer with my hands all...
full of horse apples. All right, well, hey.
I'll be back up in 1 second, so... If you have anything to do while you...
A guy named Eric emailed me a question. He said, do animals perform oral on each other, or is that just a human thing?
That's just a human thing.
I think monkeys...
well, they're the most
chimps
human.
Might suck dicks or eat pussy, potentially. So
how do you know that?
Because I love a lot of...
But have you ever... Like, have you read it?
No, I feel like I heard that somewhere.
Where, like, at... You're getting a haircut?
Yeah, like at an old high school reunion. Some guy...
Hey, you want to know something?
Albert sent me a Pornhub clip that I'm not going to watch.
Jesus.
Said DeWitt would love this. Well, that's fine. I'm sure he would.
I'll take your word for it, Albert.
A guy named Ryan. I'm sure that's Ryan the Heineken Killer, most likely.
The hitman.
He says, eating the asshole, my life's addiction. And he has a very long... Oh, this is the guy who says, I work 60 hours, 12 days
okay.
a week.
Yeah.
And... he loves eating that ass.
Well, who are we to stop you?
Basically, what he sent you is what he has in here.
Oh, okay. You ready for round two?
Oh, he says he's going to send his 20-year-old girlfriend supple, busty milk cannons to your inbox. Oh, by the way, if you give me a shout-out, he's from Wichita, Kansas. Okay, Ryan, big shout-out. I didn't know that if I gave him the shout-out, he was going to...
That's a lot of shout-outs. Are you ready for round two?
I am.
Number one... He's in the cheese making place still, and he's seeing the cheese being made. Okay. You ever seen cheese being made?
Yeah, it depends what kind, but I've seen different size mozzarella.
This is
the
mozzarella.
Whole,
they put like the in the cloth.
It's a crazy thing, yeah.
So they have it in the cloth. He says that looks like a diaper in Flavor Town. Number two, they're putting the sheet over the cheese. He says so. Now he wraps the baby to go to bed. Number three, it's like one of those things. You want to see your kid perform on stage, hit the buzzer beater. In my world of food, seeing Hunter make Parmigiano Reggiano is it.
Okay.
Number four, he sees the giant room with all the cheese. And again, he's blown away. I don't even know what to say. I've read the history of Parmigiano Reggiano for years, back when I worked Italian restaurants in Los Angeles. When I walked in that cheese factory for the first time, it was like a kid walking into a toy store for the first time.
Okay. There's only three?
That was four.
Wait. Okay. So wait, I think I missed one.
That's a diaper in Flavortown.
Then there was I'm putting the baby.
Time to put the baby to bed.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. You want to see your kid perform on stage.
Okay, yeah.
Hit the buzzer beater.
Man, these are hard. Wow. Well, I'm going to say it's one of the diaper ones.
You're on the right path.
And I'm going with... I'm going with the diaper and flavor.
Two for two right now.
I just, some people might be fooled, but I know you. I know it's like,
I'm gonna have to get craftier, I think.
They're not easy to guess. They're not easy to guess. I have something inside me, like an inclination that really just leads me to those.
All right, here we go. This is the penultimate round, which means the second to last.
If you lose this, you double drink.
All right. So he's watching a guy hitting cheese to see if it's ready, like a big block of it.
Okay.
And
what's he using? Broomstick?
His hands. I think a hand or an instrument, like some sort of like a spatula, some sort of cheese equipment.
Got it.
He says, it's like playing the bongos on the cheese solo. Second one, he's watching the cheese get cut for the first time, cutting that cheese. He sticks his face down into that ass. That first moment, there's just something about the smell. Just a note I wrote in this section. In Milan, he goes and buys his kid like a very fancy 3-piece suit. He's like, you need a suit going to college.
Culinary school for what? Who brings a suit to college as a freshman?
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody owns a suit.
And so they're in the suit store. Guy's looking at the kid in the suit.
I think it's pretty dope.
The father. Whatever age he is. Then number four, he looks at the suit again.
You don't even understand how cool that looks.
Okay. Now, you might have been throwing me off by really getting enthusiastic and pretending like you saw those two, the two, middle two.
Hey.
So the first one was cutting the cheese.
The first one's the bongos on the cheese. The guy's touching it. Second one's the first moment. Something about that smell. Third one, I think it's pretty dope about the suit. Fourth one, you don't even understand how cool that looks.
Oh, I've got two. The cutting the cheese, the smell, or the last one?
You would be wrong.
Whoa. Both. Okay.
Both wrong.
Wow. Is it number one then again? He's slapping
it
the
was
cheese.
Number one.
I knew it. God damn it. I didn't think you'd go number one all three in a row.
Well,
God damn it. I thought I should have gone my gut instead of trying to make a calculation on where you would place these.
SAT courses always tell you, go with your first instinct. It's usually right.
Wow. It was a good game.
Here's the last round. That was the penultimate, the second to last. Here's the last round. This one I only did three because my fourth one, for some reason, I just commented on what they were wearing. So you have one out of three chances here.
Okay.
What they were wearing was guy was in a tank top and gym shorts cruising around Europe, and the son was in a nylon UNLV jacket.
Okay. Are they on a moped?
No, they're just sitting. But it was like, looked hot, and the kid was wearing like a full sleeve. Those jackets are heavy.
Yeah.
And like very old fashioned. Anyway, so guy's instilling some lessons. They're in Switzerland now, and guy's instilling some lessons in his son.
Okay.
Key life lessons.
All right.
They're in a car, I believe, or maybe they're doing the interview on the side of wherever they are. He looks over at him and he says, "Hunter, there's two things you got to do when you come to Switzerland. You got to buy a watch, and you got to have some fondue. I'm not buying you any watch, but I will get you some fondue."
Okay.
Number one. Number two, they're watching a guy make fondue, and Guy Fieri says, "Just fondue it."
that's not real.
That's the fake one. I should have known. That's was
too right. Like the prosciutto.
Yeah, come on.
The lady, one of the world wordplay lady, would love it.
Also, I know sometimes when you read them.
Well, that one I was trying to undersell just to throw you off the set. And then number three, which you already got it, but number three, this is a real one. We pulled over to get some gas, and I asked, "You know a place to get fondue?" Guy says, "Yeah, around the corner." He was so enthused. That's how fondued out Switzerland is, man.
Dude, Guy Fieri's fonduity.
Is that his screen name?
Yeah.
He's the Fonzie of the fondue world.
Well, that was a great game. Let me get some shout outs.
I got to fix my computer.
I know. I'm getting worried now. This guy. Oh. We get a lot of... this guy... When you send me things, Ben, don't put nasty ass article.
Is that what it is?
That's what he said. It was,
is that like, what it is?
He's like, not as bad as the horse fucker. I'm probably not going to open it. Oh, yeah. So then Joseph is...
By the way, real quick, if we have anyone who listens to the show named Ralph, hit us up. We'll give you a shout out to negate this woman's blatant smearing of your name.
Yeah, so this guy, Joseph, is one of the guys that sent me the Vice donkey stuff. And Marion Hermosa Beach.
What'd she want? Since F1 like, racing?
No, she said...
she back to the F1 racing
it's about
well?
Cats in the couple's bed.
She's big into cat and dog. She sends us a lot on Twitter, a lot of cat and dog pics.
And then Eric. I think
she may be into boning her dog. Her dog's name is Bones.
Eric sent me one hot Japanese transgender girl.
Well, that was nice.
And it
of
was a she-male.
Well, that was
pretty sweet.
What's his name?
It was Eric. It's Eric, the guy I also mentioned before. Oh, so this is an interesting thing. So, a guy, I don't know what his, I'm just going off what his email name is. Is it, what is it? Hihachi? Is that Hihachi?
He, don't give his last name. That's his same name on Twitter. I don't know if that's a real name or if that's, he's Canadian.
So he says, and this is pretty funny, he wants to buy us a cup and he wants to have it sent. I don't know how we're going to give him an address.
Like an athletic supporter? Or
no,
like
a... Urban Dictionary cup with either tit lashes. In case any of you forget, here's the definition. It gives you the word, and then you turn the cup around, and it says, long, wispy hairs that emerge from nipples.
I would drink something out of that.
Or fart boarding. A form of torture. Okay, it's hard
we
to
made both of these, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay. When a prisoner is tied... The cup is in the shadows.
Yeah.
It's tied down with a man's asshole, hovering less than an inch from his face. The farts will proceed until he cracks and reveals information.
Okay. Great form of torture.
Sausage pistol. A man's penis.
That's just cut and dry.
Hobo pussy.
That's
the 5 o'clock shadow that occurs not too long after a girl shaves her pussy.
I think we'd have to each go with a different one. Is he going one cup or two cups?
He says...
Are we going to be two dudes, one cup?
He says, He says, hey, O'Neill, wanted to send you a mug from Urban Dictionary. He said, dude, these cups are 25 fucking bucks.
Oh, yeah, just send one.
So he goes, oh, no. So he says, I can't get two, but...
That's expensive.
But there is a calendar they have. Don't think it allows you to. What did I? Don't think it allows.
Which one are you leaning towards?
Do you guys got a place I can send this to?
The
there
comedy
are
store.
Four mugs to choose from. Choose wisely. He says.
Send it to the comedy.
Oh,
store.
Oh yeah, send it. 8433 Sunset Boulevard. What's the zip there? 90069.
You can look up the www. Yeah. The comedy store.
I'm almost 100% positive. It's 8433 Sunset Boulevard.
Hollywood, maybe 90046. It may not
Los
be there.
Well, yeah, Hollywood or Los Angeles. I think it's 90069. And just address it to Danish and O'Neill, and they'll give it to us. So just send it to the comedy store. But the question is...
Make sure you bubble wrap it if that can break.
Yeah. The question is, which do we go with? I think you got to go with the fart boarding.
I mean, they're all... Sausage Pistol is my least favorite.
Yeah.
The other three for me, though...
Tit Lashes is my second, and then...
I've experienced Tit Lashes, so I know pain.
I would have to say... Hobo Pussy. It's between Hobo Pussy and Fart Boarding.
Should we take a poll on Twitter? You can do polls now on Twitter. Should I put it up?
Yeah, put the poll on. All right.
What mug should O'Neill get?
Hayashimi? Hayichi?
His name is Hashimi.
Stay tuned. We're going to do a poll. And then we'll get back to you, man.
I've got some great stories that have been coming in. William sent me one. Aaron sent me one. Aaron, who said, I'm the guy who 5-star reviewed the horse fucking episode. It's really gone down in history.
That is.
We have to surpass it so we're not the two guys who had that horse fucking episode. We need another one.
Like, hey, remember those two guys that had the great horse fucking thing?
A lot of people describe us as the Bartles and James of comedy.
Eric, the guy who was sending a lot of stuff. I got to go back to his previous email. Have to give him a shout out. He had a friend who was born near that sauna.
Which one? Oh, in the Queens?
He has a bunch of crazy stories. I read that one. It was last week. He had a bunch of crazy stories about, like, after that sauna incident of, like, other people doing crazy shit. And then he sent me a ton of, like, insane shit. That's the one who's like, nasty ass article. That's it.
If anyone out there knows how you revamp your Mac that has been pulled from having support when you peruse the internet, please help me because I'm in need of help.
Probably just get some antivirus software in there.
And maybe. Then
they usually don't pick shit up, but there is a slim chance.
I got some stories I'm looking at that I wish we could have got to today, but we had a lot to discuss. But I got these for next week, and these stories are both looking good.
Okay.
Both on the same theme, actually.
Really?
Two people sent them to me, unrelated, but it's a great, they'll both do well.
Oh, by the way, so after that, this is post-show talk now. So you remember how that old man, that guy was going crazy? Is this the music for the post-show talk?
Yeah.
So you remember how that guy was going crazy that I had to save that old man from because he said he was loitering in front of his truck?
Yeah.
So then after that, the next day, I was up in Griffith Park hiking, and there's some fucking guy completely out of his mind shoving his hand into his asshole.
What?
Yeah.
You saw it go in?
I saw his pants. He was wearing jeans and a regular shirt. But he was insane. He was stumbling around, talking to himself, and he kept every, like, in a specific amount of time, he was shoving it in the crack of his ass.
The key question everyone wants to know is, did he smell the hand?
No, but I did. I was almost going to.
That reminds me, I forgot to bring this up. I think a week or two ago, I was headed to the Y, and I saw a dude. I couldn't tell if these people were homeless. Like, you ever seen people, they just had, like, backpacks, but, like, they weren't dirty looking.
They could have been travelers.
One, I think it was a man and a woman. I forget. I think it was the man. Had his pants around his very low, so the whole ass was out while he was puking on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's cool.
And a passerby walked by and must have said something about the ass, and then the other person lifted the pants up in the back.
See, class act.
Maybe they were headed to work as a waitress. In all the stalls, shitting and puking.
This town's just... That old man where that guy was threatening him, saying, you can't loiter in front of my truck, and then he told me that the old man said that he was going to hire thugs because he has a lot of money to vandalize his truck.
Yeah.
Is that his fucking mind?
Is that...
I would have liked to have fought that guy.
Don't be careful,
I know, karate,
Taekwondo,
man.
Dude.
But if I kill him... I'm not going to beg for forgiveness.
You just make sure he swings at you first and don't go excessive.
Well, he was going to attack the old man. The old man was 80 years old.
And then after the show news, our friend John Little, friend of the show, never been on the show. It would be nice to get him on. He had a man swing at him.
Took a swipe.
A 50-year-old, he described him as Middle Eastern descent. He didn't know of which.
He said his cat-like reflexes, though, prevented.
But it seemed like he was so not in danger. His reaction, he said, was to laugh in the man's face and then correct his English. So he was not in danger.
I don't think he was I don't think he was doing Anderson Silva's where he's just staying out of reach.
And then our friend Pete. What up, Pete?
Yeah.
He saw a man masturbating in a car outside of a gym. Windows down in the car, and he said, dude.
It was a Tokyo Drift style
car.
What
did he say, dude, what the hell? Or dude, Jesus Christ.
Dude, what the... Yeah, something like
dude,
that.
Dude, come on. And he said the guy looked over calmly and went right back to work.
He just kept beating.
That's a man who wanted to be caught.
So yeah, big shout out to one of Pete and his podcast.
He does have a podcast. Should we plug it?
Listen at your own... leisure.
I'll call it an avant-garde podcast.
I find it entertaining.
It's called the Pete Lazarus Experience, PLE.
but again, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
There's no way to describe it, and I think you'll get the essence of it within the first minute.
I think if you say avant-garde podcast is a good way to describe it. It's a little off the beaten path. It's not not your typical.
And
you like it, hey, we're not demanding you listen to it, but Pete's a friend. What a Pete!
If you don't like it, don't fucking blame us for it. Okay?
Yeah, it's not. We're not the creative guys.
We're not
it.
Saying that we. We're not judging it one way or the other. We're just saying it exists.
We're telling you it exists. It's an option out there in the podcasting world. Before you listen to that, you definitely listen to the Danish and O'Neill. And give us reviews. We haven't gotten to that 300.
And we're tell two friends. Before you listen to the Pete Lazarus Experience, tell two friends about the Danish and O'Neill.
And I want your friends, if they become hooked on it, to say, hey, I'm friends with so-and-so.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Bearcat? Is he doing all right? Is he still alive?
He got his 50 reviews and then he fucking retired.
Do you think he went on to get 50 reviews for another show? He's just a review
man. You
think
he left us? You think the show has been declining in quality and he's just bailed on us?
I don't know. I think maybe his mission is just to like, his job is to go in and get you the ton of reviews with his army and then he's out.
Well, there's a new guy in town, Bear Claw.
Johnny Bear Claw? He eats donuts?
Yeah, Johnny Bear Claw.
Does he have a bear claw for a hand, or does he eat just a ton of donuts?
He has a bear claw for a dick.
What? You know who you should hang out with is old Harry Pitts, Shits McGee.
You're going to get all that sugar in your armpit hair.
Hey, bear claw dick, I hope you don't have a picture of your car up on your profile.
That lady should go to Europe. And make. Have you ever watched those like crazy old 80s European pornos where they all have hairy armpits and stuff?
I've come across
bushes,
them.
Big old hairy buttholes.
Emmanuel.
No, those aren't the ones. Like real Euro, where it's dubbed over. Like the dialogue is redubbed.
I encountered a lady recently who may or may not have given me strep throat, who had a bit of a hairy bush.
Really?
May have been where the strep was laying, dormant.
You think it was in the bush?
Maybe.
Maybe. Need the bushman to go in there and check it out.
Maybe he's beating around the bushman.
He's a bush doctor.
He is a bush doctor. He's the Bushman. Do you think, is he pro or anti-Bush down there? I think if you're fucking ladies who have cans, you're anything.
I think
goes.
He's just happy there's not a dick down there.
man, come on. Talk about a surprise. Oh, I never seen.
You know what? So I'll tell you what we should do when we get the Bushman back in here. We should have him draw a picture of my balls to help him work through it psychologically and then bring in a puppet or some sort of doll and point where the balls that you saw were.
He may be hesitant to come back after that experience.
Oh, are you kidding me? He craves back. The fame.
If we put some steel reserves out.
Dude, we'll show him emails from people.
I had a guy who asked me, I've never really been asked this before on Twitter. He said, I just heard you guys on one of Ari's podcasts. Never heard a show of yours. What episode do you recommend to a first-time listener? I gave him the bush right off the bat.
Yeah.
Said, I'm hooked for life. Off the bush.
Yeah.
I said, the bush will be back. He said he wants him back. I said, he'll be back.
You know what we need to do? We should have 1 month where it's just interview month where we bring in select group of people.
We need to approach Steve O'Neill, I think, before his health
Another
declines.
Approach? Yeah, it's getting tough. Yeah, it's
right. I mean, we know.
I'll try again.
Are you going to see him on Easter? It's this Sunday.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
It's a week from today.
Yeah.
If you see him, he may or
judging
may
by
not.
The fact that I didn't even know it was Easter, probably not going to see him. But
you don't think you'll see
him?
Oh,
I'll probably see him this week. I got to go change my oil, and all my oil changing gear is over at their house.
And while you're there, take a picture of your car, put it up on OkCupid.
I'm going to. So the goal should
you'll
be.
You'll see. You're going to do some for Easter. You get together with your family for these
sometimes.
Things.
DeWitt, we need to get on. Steve O'Neill still.
Sean Aylward wants to come on and play some live music.
Oh, that'd be great. Can we make up lyrics?
He wants to play the Danish O'Neill techno song.
Live.
The Danish folk song. Boner City live.
We might have to go down to him.
Yeah, I don't know how good the Spartan studio is for live music.
We should also get one other Bushman-style interview with somebody.
Somebody
but
else?
Who is that is the question.
Who? Gaylord Dingler? I don't think his lawyer brother will allow it. We've done some investigation on Gaylord Dingler. Apparently, he has a hotshot lawyer brother who shut down a documentary. A guy from he's not an official comedy store guy, but he's been a guy who hung around there for a long time.
He put a lot of time and effort into it, and then of course, apparently, Gaylord is living with his brother in the Los Angeles area.
It's called Two and a Half Broke Men.
But who would be another good Bushman style interviewee.
We both hate Boon Shakalaka. So
well,
no.
He's also doing a podcast with T-Bone.
Well, and we hate him.
The Boon
more
team.
So.
Yeah, he's worthless. But there is somebody else out there.
You can't do. I mean, they have to be functioning. Like Mickey would be useless.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe Johnny Zapp, Bush. We hate.
That's the problem. We hate everybody except the Bush.
I mean, the Bush. Is
you know who it is? Victor. The paranormal retard.
He's gone, dude.
You think he's dead? Why did you ever lose his fucking phone number?
I don't know.
There's nothing made my heart break more than when he goes, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. And he just laid down on the sidewalk at 2 in the morning.
If you don't know who this is, he's a guy.
He's the paranormal retard.
He was big into paranormal activity, which drew him to the Comedy Store, supposedly haunted.
I was working the phones.
You encountered him first.
And this large fella. He didn't really walk that well.
You say large?
He was
tiny.
No, he was short, but he was like kind of stout. Like,
yeah, he was a stout guy.
He kind of stumbles in there. And
was he wearing his Raiders pajama pants?
No, I can't remember what he was wearing.
He had kind of Lloyd Christmas bangs.
Yeah, and he stumbled in. I hear somebody talking to themselves
and
down the hall.
You're upstairs in the Comedy Store.
By myself.
In the day, which no one goes in during the day.
And he comes in and he starts asking me about paranormal activity, but he's like, let me ask you.
Have you seen any paranormal activity here?
Are there any ghosts around here? So then he grabs my water that's sitting on the... He just chugs it. And then he all of a sudden looks at his hand.
Like a hand puppet.
And he makes it like a mouth. And he goes... And he mouths...
Did you
ask if you could have that water? And then he goes, no. And he goes, well, maybe you shouldn't have drank the water then. And then he says that his hand is a computer...
Yep.
And that's why he's talking to
so
us.
That was so what you said, maybe I'll see you around, and then we started kind of befriending him. And
I knew it was befriending. We just took an interest in his, because he would come to the Comedy Store and he would sleep in the back of the room.
Jimmy Pitt, who was the doorman at that time, did not like the fact that we had any sort of interest.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got to get this guy out of here. You can't have this sort of riffraff walking around in there.
And then we would buy him. Remember, we bought him a beer to keep him around because he looked like he was getting ready to take off. So we got him a beer. And then we kind of, it was almost like when you're like with an animal and you're just kind of holding it in front of him and he's slowly walking towards it because we wanted to lead him into the main
room.
He
would often ask for beers from us.
Yes. And so we knew that
one
we
night
could
we
control
did,
him.
And we wanted to film him as well.
Yeah.
And we went into the main room. We told
that's
him
where the most hauntings are.
We said, let's go try to do some ghost hunting. And unfortunately, we lost control of the footage. But
it's out there.
It is out there.
We do have access to it through...
Yeah, it's
Bush or some other people.
But
it's some of the best footage I've ever seen.
We're in the Comedy Store main room, is the biggest room there. And there's a dressing room, a green room behind the stage.
Yeah.
And so we go in there and he opens up with he looks around the room and he addresses the room with, spirits of this dressing room, I don't think you fucking exist.
And then we said, does that work? Sometimes.
We didn't know if that sort of aggressive tone usually is how you started off with a ghost.
Well, then we started grilling him.
I had some wise ass commentary that he did not appreciate what I had to say.
You said, can a ghost hurt you? And he said, can the wind hurt you? And you said, well, it once knocked my hat off my head.
He did like that.
And then
I think we asked him about ghost farts.
Yes. And then to further things, we took him into the ladies' bathroom in the main room. And there was a walkie. We had two walkie-talkies. I don't even know where the fuck we got them.
I don't either.
But we put one in the paper towel dispenser. And then I went somewhere else in the Comedy Store. And I was going, and I was making ghost sounds going, ooh.
He was on to it.
He put his ear to there.
But he was on to it.
But he said, what did he say? He goes,
someone's being a fucking asshole.
You threw a chair.
I threw a chair like when he was his
and
back.
And we all went,
we're like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
He's like, what was that?
Yeah, someone being an asshole again.
No, he said someone being a fucking asshole.
And then the creme de la creme of the conversation.
This was the handmade whipping cream.
He told us that he had recently had sexual intercourse with a woman. And I said, what was her name?
I don't know. Pussy?
Which is a great.
It was that, and oddly enough, it was on Halloween.
Didn't you say he porked her in the ass?
He goes, we said, what did you do? He goes, I butt fucked. What did he say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We go, how did you have sex with her? I butt fucked her. He said, I butt fucked her, I think, didn't he?
There was another night.
It was the most crass. Like, it sounded horrific.
We were filming something with Bushman there one night. And we passed by Victor.
Same night.
Oh, same night.
That was the same night.
So later, yeah. We were there to film the Bushman. Victor was there. Got it.
Yeah, so we stopped with the Bushman. Because Victor shows up. If the paranormal retard's in the house, all your attention is on him.
And we mean that word very kindly.
Paranormal.
Yeah, no offense to
mentally handicapped man.
And so we then later were with Bushman. Bushman sees that we have an interest in Victor. And he's like, hey, man. Victor wants nothing to do with Bush. And Bush's like, where are you from, man? I think one of us said New York or
he's
something.
From, yeah.
And Bush's like, oh, I used to live in New York. And Victor just looks at Bushman and goes, yeah, whatever. And walked away.
Dude, that was the ultimate buddy cop movie. Bushman, paranormal retard.
They didn't get along. One last story before we get out of here. I'm working the back door of the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan Trussell, who a certain comedian always thinks I am him every time I see him, even though I'm 6'3". I think Duncan's in the five somewhere.
He might be 5'9".
And so Victor is there. And Duncan, who has he can enjoy something like that, he takes an immediate liking to him.
Takes a real shine to him.
And so he starts. Duncan used to work at the Comedy Store. One time was the talent coordinator pre-Tommy Morris. Well, it's not just that, okay? Got to get Victor out of here, okay? And so Duncan said, Victor, have you ever been in the tunnel that's under here? And I'm like, Duncan, hey, man, like, just shit, like, hey, like, and then he's like, oh, he's like, look, it's open. And he opens this little
There's a crawl space. If you come down, if anyone's ever been there, come down from the OR, there's back stairs. If you make an immediate left and look
towards
down,
towards the kitchen,
there is a crawl space
in
the wall.
And it's like, I would describe it as like a foot and a half long.
Yeah,
size.
You know what? It's about the
it's
size.
Like a cat door.
If you look at a couch cushion, that's about the size it is.
But it's like, oh, you have to be a tiny person to get in there.
Yeah.
And so Victor's like, can I go in there? And Duncan's like, oh, yeah. Victor, you should go in there. And I'm like, Duncan, hey, man, he shouldn't go in there. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, Duncan's lowering this guy in to this abyss. I don't even know what it is. I don't know if he's going to fall 100 feet. I honestly have no clue. And I'm like, Duncan, hey. Next thing you know, he's in there. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, Duncan, close that. Because if someone walked by, that thing's not supposed to be open.
Yeah.
Never, let alone someone be in there. And Duncan's dying laughing. And he's like, and so then a lot of time passes and Duncan's talking to him and like I'm looking around like, dude, I don't want to get caught. And I'm like, but he's talking to him. And then Duncan turns to me, he goes, he just rounded a corner. I lost sight of him. I don't know where he is. And I go, dude, what the fuck? He goes, and he starts like freaking out. He goes, dude, I'm so high. I can't deal with this. He shuts the door and he walks away. And I like almost grab, I go, you put him in there. You're fucking getting him out. You're not leaving me alone with this. And he's like, Victor, you got to come out, man. Victor, the cops are coming. And just nothing. So we're like, fuck, dude. And the manager, Dean Gelber, bro, was there at the time.
No, he found out about it later.
No, but he was there that night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Somehow, no one is getting onto this. And it was a Tuesday night. I remember this like it was yesterday. And on Tuesdays, there used to be a show called Trippin' on Tuesday. Guess what it entailed? It entailed some tripping.
A lot of tripping.
On Tuesdays. So yeah. there's an urban clientele coming down the hallway from the main room. A lot of people. And you just see Victor reappears in the box, just his head, like the 80s icon Max Headroom. And he's just looking. I see he's like, oh, there's a man's head in the wall. Oh, my God. And he's like, I need to get out. And I was like, oh, thank God he's coming out. So he, where he was a small guy and he was like down low. So I had to lift him up by the arms and I had to pull his head and I'm giving birth to this man through the wall like a doctor. I pull him out. This guy looked like he was in a coal mine, filth from head to toe.
I'll give him this. He had balls to go in there. All he had was his phone for light.
That was it. Like a flip phone. Very old flip phone.
Like a parent must have given him to like check in once a month to make sure he's alive.
So I shut that door
And I'm like, thank God. I look at Duncan. I'm like, thank you for staying here. He's out. You know, you can take whatever if you want to take off. And I'm like, this won't get back to the management. But lo and behold, next day I come into work.
Victor showed up.
Dean the Nightmare Gilbert comes up to me. Bro, what's up with people going in the walls? I'm like, Dean, what are you talking about? He's like, bro. I'm like, Dean, I have no idea what you're... I don't even know what that is. He's like, bro, Victor came in earlier. And so Victor came into the comedy store during the day. And he's like, I want to do more exploration of the wall cavern.
No, he showed Dean video footage.
Showed him video footage from his flip phone. He's like,
this is what I saw. And Dean's like, bro, this is in the wall.
So next night, there was a padlock on that
and
wall.
And it's been padlocked ever since. And you know what? Victor blew it for the rest of us.
For the rest of the paranormal investigators.
You used to always be able to go open that up.
Dude, you have to be tiny to get in there. Very few people.
I've been in there, like that around that area.
You went in the wall?
I think that leads to a thing that goes to the basement. Because I've been in the basement a number of times.
What do you think it is? Like a...
I think it's to fix plumbing.
I think it's like a nuclear fallout tunnel.
I think it's to fix plumbing underneath this place.
Do you think he found any ghosts?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he found a ton of them.
Dude, I was so scared that guy was going to die. We had to call the cops or like, that would have been bad.
I would have just walked away with Duncan. No one knew any better.
But you knew he was eventually going to come. I would have acted like he had never. Where did this guy come from?
Like, what?
Who are you, sir? What year are you from?
Fucking, well, that's the guy I would have liked to have had on, but...
How do we not do him in a Comedy Store Legends section?
I don't know. His name's very controversial.
Victor the Paranormal Mentally Handicapped Man.
I think 10 years ago, it would have been more acceptable to have him on.
Yeah, we got to figure... We'll figure somebody out. There's got to be somebody out
another
there.
Bushman. Someone that's more Bushman-like.
There's got to be... If we get Jim Painter, it'd be a real steal, but it would never happen.
I don't think I couldn't do it. He's not the same man he
Brody
was.
Brody Stevens? Not that he's in that ilk.
No. You got to have like... I don't know. Think about it.
We'll think about it. We'll have a guest month. Steve O'Neill is who the fans really want.
I know. That's the one.
If you see him on
like,
Easter or when you're changing your Earl, hit him up.
Changing my Earl.
I've been the Danish.
And this is O'Neill.
That was a long post-show wrap-up, but hopefully you guys enjoyed this. And
we'll talk to you soon.
God bless America and my computer.
And go ahead and leave that 5-star text review.
Steel, Danish and O'Neill.